Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
I just asked Zach the same question. I'm not sure what the case is for you, but had you played in snow before today, and what was it like?
Played in snow once. We played Cardiff at home, but it was absolutely nothing like that. That was crazy. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I couldn't see my feet. Luna couldn't see his legs. It's just, yeah, but we won, so.
Yeah, how did you guys do it?
I don't know, we just battled hard. I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game. The ball was so hard to move and try and play, but I guess we out-battled them, and we fancied it more than them, I guess, in the end.
Matt, great game today. It's a limited sample size, and I know you've played across multiple levels in the soccer pyramid in England, but how would you rate the play so far? Is it what you expected? What are your thoughts on Major League Soccer so far?
Coming over, to be fair, I had no expectations of what it'd be like, just because I had very limited coverage of it myself, watching it. It's difficult because I played, half an hour at St. Louis and then played today on the mountains, so it's kind of hard to judge, but I'm here for myself. I want to, regardless of the level that I'm playing against, if they're higher than what I expected or lower than what I expected, I want to perform for myself and for the team. So obviously I'll see in due course what I feel like it is. But right now, I probably don't have a fair assessment on that.
So far, you're integrating into the team. How's that going? And where do you expect to, what are your strengths that you're going to bring to this team that's going to bring success to Real Salt Lake?
Yeah, it's a young squad, so I'm a bit of seniority to the side, I guess. 30 years old now, still feel 18 at heart, but I guess it's my job to kind of get to know the young guys and maybe pass on some experience that I've got from maybe a different country, a different league, and try and help them progress. There's a lot of young talent here that I feel like can go in a good direction and take this club places, so if I can help them take this club forward, then brilliant. But obviously, like I said before, I want to play well as well, first and foremost, for the team. So I feel like I've, like I say, leadership. I'll probably play in that 10 role more often than not when I'm playing, and I'll probably play a little bit deeper than a natural 10, like Luna, who plays a bit higher and is a bit trickier than me. But I'm a bit more, I've played most of my career as a midfielder, so passing is probably one of my biggest strengths and dribbling, but yeah, that's what I feel like I'll possibly bring.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about your passing. It looked like you had some really good link-up play with Gomez and Chicho and really everyone tonight. How has it been adjusting to the style of play and getting to know the guys on and off the field?
Yeah, it's gonna take a while. It's not going to be a quick fix. The more time we spend on the pitch together and in training, then the better it'll get. Yeah, just learning the lads and how they play and what runs they make. And me trying to tell them in my broken Spanish what I want them to do as well. So, it'll be a challenge, but it's one that I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure the other lads are looking forward to it as well.
And then with that language barrier, the British leagues are pretty international as well.
Yeah.
How has that been something that you've adjusted to over the course of your career and are going to bring to Real Salt Lake with a lot of international players?
I think everyone knows us as English people, we're quite lazy, aren't we? We kind of expect everyone else to speak English. Just coincidentally, I've been doing Spanish lessons back home twice a week with a tutor. But then to come over here and then listen to the guys that are speaking every day, like Rapido, Entiendo. Maybe a few more lessons for me, but I think just want to play games. The guys want to play games, want to win matches, and whatever barriers we come across, it'll be an interesting challenge for us and just want to embrace and one of the things when I came over, I knew that that's what I was coming to and one that I was looking forward to. So, yeah.
Matt, congrats on your first RSL start, and thank you for your time. How have practices kind of been for you? How's the intensity been in kind of preparing you for not necessarily situations the same as the game today, but situations like this where you need to have a strong mindset and need to be intense for the full time that you're on the field?
Yeah, the training's been good. Probably took me a couple of days to get used to the altitude. I wasn't used to that, obviously. But no, the training's a good intense level. All the lads are putting a shift in. Listen, there's competition for places everywhere, so all the lads are putting it in every day. We did sprint tests the other day, and usually back home, I'm kind of like, I'm not top, but I'm like top six, top seven, but like these guys are, so that's probably the biggest difference that I've noticed. The speed of the guys here is the athleticism's like top level.
Thanks, Matt.
Anything else for Matt?
So how did you come to decide that you wanted to play in Major League Soccer? What are the decisions that brought you here?
So when I was 17 in England, when they kind of decide if you're going to get offered a professional contract, I always had to have options, and one of my options was to come here on a scholarship to do college football in America. So it's always something that I've looked at from afar. Obviously, I had my career in England, and then it got to a point where I've always kind of mentioned it to my agent that I'd like to come over at some point when the time would be right. We didn't know. But I felt like I wanted a new challenge. I'd done a lot of years in England, and it got to the point where I had a couple of chances to get to the Premier League and didn't quite get there. And I just felt like I wanted a fresh challenge, fresh start, and try something completely new. And this is that. I feel like the league's getting bigger. Obviously, you've got big names coming in. Obviously, the Messi, Miami situation, the World Cup's coming in a couple of years. I feel like it's only getting stronger. And like I said before, it's like a new culture, especially with the South American vibe we've got going around here, and a new lifestyle for me and my family. That's another thing. I mean, I can't wait to see what she says about the snow today. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to my family getting over here. We can start a new life together in the States.
And do you have a favorite club growing up?
I've always been a United fan. My family are season ticket holders. We've still got them now at Man United, so that's my team.
Predictions for tomorrow?
not good. Yeah, no. Yeah, not good. Yeah.
What school was it that offered you the scholarship here in the States?
No, so I never got to that point. I got offered a contract at 17 professionally, so I never had to take that kind of step, but it was always something that I was going to try to do. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, how's your American coming along? You mentioned your Spanish, but how's your American?
Well, my grandma always says that I mumble anyway, so my English isn't great either. And I know a few of the guys have been like, what? But we'll get used to each other, I think. Yeah.
Anyone on Zoom have questions? Amazing. Thank you.
Awesome.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.